Daylight savings time can hit you so hard. What if you could regain the energy you lost from the time change? 5-hour energy has made 1-hour energy a tiny pick-me-up for getting you through the day or days ahead in one tiny bottle, but a lot of big energy. Like me, you may feel daylight savings time feels like the worst day of the year, but thanks to the new 1-hour energy shot from 5-hour energy, it won't. Whether it's late night projects or just trying to power through your life, I get it. I know how hard it is to lose an hour of daylight. That's why I now have a secret weapon handy, the 1-hour energy shot. I've found something that really helps me get over those humps. It's not the same as the 5-hour energy you already know. This one is specifically designed for that extra boost. This is for a targeted boost for when you need it the most. It's quick and effective energy, provides a feeling of alertness and energy, and helps fight back against that lost hour during daylight savings time. Keep one in your gym bag, your desk, or in your car. It's so convenient, you gotta have it on hand. Check out the 1-hour energy shot and conquer your day. Visit 5hourenergy.com to find a retailer new you and try the limited 1-hour energy shot. One less hour in the day, challenge accepted. Man, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and you find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with the convenient and quality access to a range of their hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose your personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. That's right. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. Dang it. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrosports.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Delco, I thought I had one. I thought I had one last week. I thought I had my first win.
You got Highsmithed?
I got burgered. I like to say burgered on that one.
Right, but the dude shot 64-64 in the weekend and just stole the tournament.
It's crazy.
Second straight week where nobody probably had a ticket on the guy that won.
Who is he and where did he come from?
Fuck if I know, dude. I'm not looking into this guy. He had a bucket hat.
It was nuts, dude. Anybody with a bucket hat should be thrown off a tour.
Yeah, I'd dismiss you.
Same here. Like, I don't agree with that
shit.
Couldn't
miss a putt.
No, I'm all good on it, but very odd, man. And it's not it's not great for golf when you have these weirdos winning every week.
Yeah.
It's strange. But Berger looked great the first couple days, and I thought I was in the money there, and then he just shit the bed, dude.
Yeah,
he beefed it the rest of the weekends. So, yeah, I don't know what to think of golf right now. I wish Trump would sign that deal, get it over with, and then let's get all these guys back together.
There's just too much golf. There's too many tournaments. Every week, there's going to be some stinkers. You know, last week with the Cognizant, whatever. Who gives a shit?
But, yeah, we're heading up in that time where it's just like, can we just get to the Masters?
Nah, dude, API is fun. We're at Bay Hill.
Arnold Palmer Invitational is fine.
Orlando.
We've got an Arnold Palmer Hard AF tee coming out this summer, and I'm amped about that, but it's not ready for this.
For Arnie's Army.
Look
Boom.
At that, dude. You got the Helen Keller versus Nightwolves sword there.
This is usually on set for softcore.
Do you know that Jared actually had that custom made from like one of those old companies, one of those medieval times companies?
Yeah,
so it was expensive.
I mean, it feels legit, too. Look at this.
That sword was, I think, $2,000. So... yeah, congratulations.
The triceps pop a little
Look
bit.
At that. Did you do arms today?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still get that pump, dude?
A little bit, yeah. I used to not do arms at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
I'm not a glory hound, you know?
Yeah, no, I am. I am.
I'm all about compound lifts.
I'm all about what looks good in clothes, and then that's kind of where I end it. Right there, you know.
When I'm starting to do a little bit more arms, I need to actually look like I lift, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then it's tank top season coming up.
It is coming up,
and that's your big season. That's for you. That's your time to shine.
I might just like load up on some Drinking Bros merch.
You should. You got to get those
Golf
of America, dude. Those ones, by the way, are fucking awesome. Those are my favorites right now. Nobody knows too. It's kind of a squint, and then they look at you and they're like, "Oh fuck, that's hilarious. That looks like a real spring break shirt." So. I'm amped about that. Where is this week's tournament?
Orlando.
Look at that, dude. Back to your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, that's where I used to work at Golf Channel, and we would have our Christmas party at Bay Hill.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
I like Bay Hill. It's fun. My kids play it on the video game.
Okay. It is. It was okay.
Isn't that 17 where the water is and all that stuff? Or am I thinking of something else?
That's Sawgrass.
Oh, Sawgrass. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Bay Hill's long. It has that par 5. Number 6 that Bryson DeChambeau tried to drive.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, dude.
It's like 350 to clear the water.
Okay.
He didn't do it.
All right. He didn't do it, but he tried. You got to love the effort from him.
I think John Daly once tried to do it too. He was the OG.
Well, John doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think he made like a huge number on it.
He tin cupped it.
He did. He kept going for it.
I think it was like a 9 or something. He got.
Like a 12 or something.
It was absurd, but it was hilarious to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish more guys would do it. Since this is an elevated tournament, everybody is in this. Scheffler's in it. All the big guys
Two-time
are in this.
Winner. Scotty's like 3-1 right now.
I know, dude. I'm looking at these odds. So, yeah, he's 3-1. Rory's 8-1.
Mm-hmm.
Ludwig is 14-1. And that's where we're at.
Scotty hasn't even played well, and he's like finished top 5 every tournament he's in. He's just insane.
It's nuts, right? And he hasn't won this year.
No.
You taking him this week?
Dude, I can't.
I know you can't.
Out of principle for the show, I can't take a favorite.
Will you live line him? Do you secretly live line Scotty when nobody's looking?
It depends on the price. If he ever gets to double digits and he's around, then yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
10-1 is where you live?
10-1 and say he's within 5. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Why not?
Fair enough. Who do you got this week to win?
We're going with some big names.
There's a lot of big names in the tournament. I am too.
Some big prices.
Oof,
with their
okay.
names. Right. So Justin Thomas, 20-1. He's low-key playing some really good golf this year. He's due to win at some point. Why not be the Arnold Palmer? Then we're going with a man by the name of Victor Hovland.
Oh, you're going back to the well with Victor Hovland.
Got to go with my boy. He's
all right.
45-1. Like, if he's ever that price, I just have to kind of take him just out of principle. He should never be 45-1. I don't care how bad he's playing.
Yeah.
Him at 45-1. Just click it. And then we're going Willie Z. Willie Z at
famous Willie Z.
60-1.
So I like Willie Z a lot, and I think he's a great golfer. Did he have an injury or something?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
understand
he, like,
these numbers.
Ripped the lat off his back or something.
Is he fine now?
I think he is. It took like a year and a half to get back to being good.
Usually any golfer with a back injury.
Remember when I went to the BMW with my dad a couple years ago?
Yep.
I believe at that tournament he ripped the fucking lat off his back.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So he
because he's a tiny
rehab.
Man. It's not that he's a tiny man. It's not that he works out a lot.
He's very tiny. He allegedly put on 20 pounds of muscle. I don't see it.
I don't either.
He's still very small.
Yeah.
He's a fucking stick man.
Yes. You remember, but, you've seen him in real life. He's
a fucking midget.
Yeah,
or
dude,
not
it's crazy.
Midget, but he's like just a twink.
By the way, that's how thin I was in high school.
Like, you weren't that thin.
160 and a 6 feet tall.
I believe like when first on tour, he was like 130 pounds.
I've got a picture that like I look like it's gross, dude. It's you can just see bones. That's all you can see is bones.
When I first got Crohn's disease, I went from 190 pounds to 130 pounds in a month.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with me. I was
God
like,
damn.
Jesus Christ, this sucks.
Yeah, I grew. So my thing was I grew 9 inches in 1 year. And then, yeah, I could not put on any weights, anything else. And then 3 inches in college and then an extra 20 pounds freshman year. Finally started growing in my body, but I was late, dude. I looked like him. And it
I'm
was
now
weird,
a, I'm a solid 225 now.
Are you? I live in the 28. I just got weighed last week. 218, somewhere in there.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's fine. But 160, man, it was gross. I'll show you a picture. It's disgusting. All right, so I'm going with the big names too as well this week here. Soft serve is back.
Xander,
yeah.
This is his return.
Soft serve is back.
I don't think he can get it done his first tournament back.
It's 18-1. I got to do something on him. All like, right. You know, it's just soft serve in his first tournament back. I had to throw a little something on him. I'm going to go. This guy's been playing well all year, and I'm going to keep riding it, dude. I'm going to go with Colin Morikawa at 18-1.
Take him.
I think he's going to have like 4 or 5 wins this year.
I don't think so.
I do. He's already got one.
Yeah, he's going to play well. No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Didn't he win?
No.
Who was that? Was that the other Chinaman?
Hideki.
Was it Hiduker?
Won. Yeah, yeah.
Was that the Duker, dude?
Yeah, Morikawa is not one.
Then hey,
he doesn't close, dude.
I'm going to own my racism and then take it back and go, Pooyah! Then I'm going to go Hideki, actually. So that was the Duker?
You're replacing Colin?
Correct. Replacing Colin with the other Chinaman. I'm going with Hideki at 25-1.
He would be offended by that since he's Japanese.
Whatever, dude.
They hate the Chinese.
I don't care. I go with winners and I go with heart. And I don't look. They all look the same to me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry they do. But I'm going to switch my pick. Then I'm going to go with the Duker. Then at 25-1. Last but not least, here I'm going to go with a boring pick. I'm going to snooze it up for you this week.
All right.
I'm going to go safety dance this week.
Henley,
Bradley.
Keegan Bradley. There you go.
I'm going with 45-1, dude. Yeah. I'm going with some snooze fest. Soft serve. I'm going Keegan Bradley. And then the Duker's been playing well. Although I didn't know which Asian it was. So yeah, those are my three this week.
Hideki has a good course record at Bay Hill as well.
He does.
Yeah.
So that's where I live, but of course the racism
sexy,
in me.
But like a big name's got to win this week. It's just
there's a lot of weird people in here. Like I'm looking at some guys from last year that were big, like Austin Eckroat is at 140-1. He was doing pretty well last year. Why is he so fucking low this year?
He's always kind of living in that area odds wise, especially in a bigger tournament.
Okay,
he's not quite elite. He's not quite great.
All right,
like he's like a top tier mule.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. One more time with your winners before we get out of here.
Going Justin Thomas. It's only a matter of time before he wins this year. He's 20-1. I'll take that. Victor Hovland, 45-1. Yeah, he'll figure it out. Like when he is at his peak, he's one of the best players in the world. And then Will Zalatoris, 60-1. Fuck it. Why not?
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I'm going Xander Schauffele, 18-1. The Duker. Hideki Matsuyama at 25-1, and then Keegan Bradley at 45-1. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Don't forget to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 foot-long deal. That's right. Order now on the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.